The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USAPrepares.com. I'm delighted to introduce your newest instructor. His name is Tom Tracy. And we're going to be spending the next hour talking about herbal remedies. The broadcast is Herbal Remedies 101. So, In this hour, we'll be talking about detoxification. We'll be talking about herbs that you should have on hand. We'll be talking about parasites. We'll be talking about, and even how long do herbs last? And so I'm delighted to be spending this hour with you and Tom Tracy. Welcome, Tom Tracy.
Good morning, Vince. Nice talking to you.
Good morning, Tom. You know, I said to our engineer, John at GCN, I said, we're introducing a new instructor today, and we're going to be talking about herbal remedies. Do you have any questions that you'd like to ask? And he said, I do. And it is one that I'm sure that most of those in class today would like to know the answer to. And let me just describe the scenario. So I moved from Virginia to Missouri, and we had herbs and spices, dried herbs in our kitchen cabinet for maybe 10 years, maybe even longer. And then, of course, when we moved to Missouri, we packed them up, and here they are. So they might be 10 years old. They might be 18 years old in Virginia, and then plus 10, 28 years old. So we may have herbs that have been with us for a very long time. So the questions are, do herbs have a life expectancy or a shelf life, at which point they are absolutely worthless, or do they change and become detrimental to our health, or what?
Herbs will, their vital force and energy and effectiveness will erode over time. Now, you have roots, barks, leaves, and flowers, and things like lichens. Leaves generally will last 1, maybe 2 years, no more than 3. And that's if you have them dried and packaged up correctly. Now, roots can go a lot longer, maybe 3, 5, 7, 8 years, maybe. You know, same with barks. Flowers, 1 year, maybe 2 max. Now, if you want to extend the use of your herbs, that's when you want to start tincturing them up. Because once they're tinctured, okay, then they'll keep for 20, 30 years in alcohol. You know, vodka don't go bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Mm-hmm. So your herbs are probably not very good. Probably.
So I've got newfound room in the kitchen cabinet.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. And is there a way that we should store some herbs, or store our herbs? That do they need to be in the dark? Do they need to be at a constant temperature?
It's just common sense. I would dry them and put them in a brown paper bag. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then put them in a cool, dark place. And they'll keep a long time. You know, what ruins herbs is heat, moisture, bugs. You know, and then eventually they age away. And some herbs go fast and others will last a lot longer.
Now, one thing I've noticed, we have not had any bugs appear in any of our containers of herbs and spices. If let's say you go to the grocery store or Sam's Club and you buy containers of spices and herbs, are they treated to prevent bugs from growing?
I think so. You know, I really don't buy too much commercial type stuff. I'm what you would call a wild crafter. Okay, I'm here in western Montana. It's heavily forested, lots of water, clean air, and all that. And I go out in the woods at least twice a week during the summer, and I gather what I need. I know what the vital force of energy and how clean they are. Now, a lot of times you buy these things from wholesalers, and sometimes it's crap, as an example. I have to buy red clover blossoms, you know, say from Star West or from some of these other wholesalers. Well, the first thing I do is I open it up, see what it looks like. Well, my God, it's all brown and burnt and everything. It's absolutely worthless, and they're charging me like $30 a pound wholesale. So I have to send that stuff back. And that's a problem with a lot of stuff that's out there. A lot of health food stores, they'll buy herbs and stuff, put it in their jar, it looks all nice and good, but it might be there for 10 years. If anyone, if you know how to work a pendulum, do a pendulum test. Fairly easy to learn how to do, but you can test your herbs. Are they viable? Yes or no? You ever work a pendulum, Vince?
No. Well, I've used a pendulum, certainly, in science class, you know, in elementary school, but I'm not sure I understand this test you're talking about.
Yeah, well, you find out what is a yes answer and what is a no answer. If it swings this way, one way, that's for you, that would be yes. If it swings that way, it would be no. So it's a mental thing, and you're plugging into the subconscious, and then you're finding out, and you're measuring your herb by holding it to, let's say, to your solar plexus, or just put your hand over it. Pretty simple system once you learn how to do it. Not hard to learn.
Okay.
I also use radionics to test my stuff.
Let's talk about that.
Put the material on a radionics device and measure its vital force. If it doesn't come up to where I need it, like most health food stores, let's just say vital force might be 150 to 200 units of energy, you know, for whatever, for that herb. Well, my herbs have to be minimum 300. And when I go out in the woods and get them, they're usually 300 and up. And then I dry them correctly the way, clean them up, dry them, process them, store them away correctly. And then usually once or twice a month I make tinctures. We make tinctures on the new moon, and we strain our tinctures on the full moon. It's an old practice that gardeners use. It gives you a little bit of edge on the potency of your tinctures.
Let's talk about making some tinctures.
Okay, I got a real simple system.
Let's build one right here. Let's talk about what it will do, and then how we make it.
Okay, you got bird. Let's just work with burdock. Burdock root. It's a real important herb to have around. It supports the liver, supports the kidneys. It's a nutrient for the pituitary gland. But what you want to do is you can either make it with a fresh herb or a dried herb, but let's just say we're using dried herb. And you want to have, let's say you want to have a quart jar. So one-third of that quart jar, you pour in your herb, dried herb, one-third. Then you're going to get some Everclear or vodka, and you're going to pour that to maybe an inch above where the herb's at. Then you got a little bit more space in that jar, and then you want to put some purified water. And then you want maybe an inch from the top of the jar to the lid, because you're going to want to shake it maybe once a day. And after about 2 weeks, then you can strain it, and then you can bottle it. And that'll keep a long, long, long time. And with a tincture, then you can administer various doses. For instance, a 5-year-old may only take 5 drops, but a 300-pound man may need to have 200 drops of tincture 3 or 4 times a day.
And when you consume a tincture, are there methods that are better than other, like under the tongue, those kinds of things?
Yeah, but you can do whatever you want. Some people like to take it sublingually. Personally, I like to have a little tiny Dixie cup, one-third a little warm water, and then I put all the herbs in there, measure them all out, put them in there. It takes about 2 or 3 minutes in the morning, and then I pound it. Some people can't the taste of the stuff, so maybe you could use a little juice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
now, I know some individuals who have tried vitamins, minerals, supplements, and some of the expressions are, this tastes terrible, I can't do this. Now, I don't understand that. I literally do not understand why a person would say, I don't like the taste of it, so I'm not gonna take this supplement because I don't like the taste of it. To me, the taste of a supplement is irrelevant.
Correct.
Irrelevant. If right. It is something that your body needs, whether you like the taste of it, whether it tastes like strawberry or vanilla or chocolate, is irrelevant.
Vince, for years, I tried to make tinctures and combinations taste good because of the whiny factor. Now that I'm 71, I don't give a crap. Matter of fact, I go out of my way to make it taste like crap. And I don't have to worry about it either.
I remember a commercial that I only heard a couple times on the radio, and it was about these cough drops, and it was a small company, you know, not a major cough drop manufacturer or candy manufacturer, and this guy did his own commercial, and he said, you know, whatever the cough drop was, they taste awful, and they work.
that's pretty much a true thing there on with herbs and stuff. There are very few that actually taste good. I can, okay. You know, there's a few out there that, you know, taste fairly good, and they're good for food and stuff. One is chickweed. That tastes good. High in vitamin C and vitamin A and minerals and stuff. Really good for you. It's a refrigerant. It's cooling to the body. You know, you can add it to salads and soups. There's several that are like that, but most of them taste crappy.
Mm-hmm. Well, I had many years ago, I had an irregular heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up in the emergency room, and the doctor said, "Well, you got a stress problem." And I said, "Are you kidding? A stress problem? I don't even have a job. I don't have a job. I'm a farmer. I do what I want when I want, if I want, and no one's telling me what to do. So it's not like I have stress." And he said, "Well, you need to take this anti-anxiety medication."
Oh,
I said, "No way, no way." So I made a tincture. I'll tell you about it, and I'd love to hear what your thoughts are. Did I do it right? And we'll use this as an example of maybe the right way, maybe the wrong way, and what the effects were. We'll be right back.
Okie doke.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433. 432-6433.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Tom Tracy's with us, and his company is Swan Valley Herbs. I'm going to give you his phone number, and during the commercial break, I requested a copy of the catalog. So if you'd like to get a free copy, as I've just ordered for me, you can request one as well. And here's the telephone number to call. 406-837-5747. 406-837-5747. That's Tom Tracy at Swan Valley Herbs. And he'll be glad to send you a free copy of the catalog. And there's no website?
No website. No, I'm old school, Vince. Old school.
Well, no cell phone, right?
No cell phone. I don't have to do email. I don't do any of that stuff. Hey, once I'm done working, I'm gone. You can't find me.
And isn't that delightful? It really is. And
that's
a broadcast.
It's just survive. My wife is on it. If not, there'll be people stashed out of my place around the clock, and I can't have that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. After the broadcast, I hop on the tractor, take care of the cows, and return phone calls at night. Okay, so here's what I did. I had this irregular heartbeat.
Okay.
And my medical doctor said, you know, I was really stressed, and I said, you got to be kidding, because I don't even have a job. So what I did was I bought cases of bran cereal, and I ate bran cereal and water for about 45 days.
Uh-huh.
Additionally, I made a tincture with the hottest peppers I could find, fresh peppers. I put them in the blender.
Okay.
I peeled fresh garlic, put that in the blender, and I added vodka
mm-hmm.
to this to this blended mixture, filled it in a jar, kind of like a used clean spaghetti sauce jar with a tight lid, up to within maybe 5% volume of the top. Put it in a closet, shook it 2-3 times a day for about 60 days. Then I strained it. Now, I didn't know about the moon. And
that doesn't really matter. It's a slight edge.
I did not do that. And I strained it with a brown coffee filter, one of those natural type, allegedly natural or more natural coffee filters.
Right.
And I strained it a couple times. And I put it into droppers, little 1-ounce bottles with droppers. I put 2, 3, 4 drops under my tongue multiple times per day. And, you know, at first the taste, I didn't like it, but, you know, it was medicine, so I did it. And then I got to the point where I really liked the taste of it, and I was looking for it multiple times per day. My heartbeat straightened right out. I'm not going to say instantly, but I would say within a few weeks, I no longer had an irregular heartbeat, and I was not on any of those pharmaco mafia concoctions and chemicals. So, have you heard a story like that? Is that?
Oh yeah.
Is that the kind of?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
You did real good. Yeah, your pepper, the hot pepper, the red pepper, increases circulation, opens up the arteries and veins. Your rice bran stuff and everything was cleaner, was cleaning out your colon and stuff, get rid of a lot of other junk that would end up in the arteries. And the garlic,
and those
again,
are the
blood pressure, lowers blood pressure. You did good. That's a perfect little deal.
That's pretty much all I did. Now, by saying that I just ate bran cereal, what I really mean is no cheese,
right.
No sugar, no coffee, no milk, nothing, literally nothing but, now I had some psyllium powder, I'd throw that in there too, you know, I'd have psyllium, which would be like Metamucil,
right,
and water, just purified water, that's it, no other beverages, no soda, no tea, no coffee, no sneaking candy bars, no white bread, just bran cereal, and water. And to this day, when people come to our house, if I happen to have cereal, bran cereal, they'll go, no milk? No. Just water. I kind of like it that way. And after a while, you think that, why would anybody put milk in cereal? It's kind of odd.
Yeah. Really.
But,
yucky.
But it really worked for me. So do you really think I did the right thing?
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
There you go.
I use red pepper all the time. In any of my blood formulas or arteries and vein formulas or heart formulas, I always add capsicum and sometimes ginger also.
Okay. All right. Let's come back and talk about detox, how to do
it. Okay.
We'll be right back.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract,
talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
We're talking about herbal remedies, and this is Herbal Remedies 101, the first in the series, with Tom Tracy of Swan Valley Herbs. I'm going to give you his phone number, so if you'd like to contact him, you may. He can request a catalog. It's absolutely free. 406-837-5747. 406-837-5747. And Tom Tracy, at the top of the hour news, there was a piece about lead levels being excessively high in public schools, school buildings in New Jersey. And it's not just New Jersey. It's pretty much everywhere we go. There are toxins all around us. And if we want to detoxify ourselves from what we've experienced, the exposure experience for our lives, during our lives, what do we do?
Okay. There are a number of baths that you can do at home, real inexpensive. One is to remove soak-out radiation, and then people need to know about that one. And the other is to start removing and sweating out chemicals. These baths are all a half hour long. The salt and soda soak is the one I want people to really know about. That's a pound of sea salt and a pound of baking soda to a full bathtub of hot water. And you get in that tub, and you sit in that tub, and you sweat. And before you get into that tub, you have a cup of a sweating herb, a cup of ginger tea, maybe 2 cups of ginger tea, 2 cups maybe of yarrow tea. Right, that red pepper stuff works good too, Vince. And you get in there, and you sweat. Usually after 3 or 4 of those soaks, and the best to do them at night, it pulls that stuff out. Your energy comes up, strengthens your immune response, and that's one of the things you need to do because there's just too much radiation. Okay, and a lot of my clients say, where do I get radiation, Tom? Well, I says, oh, man, these people need some help. I says, you ever hear of Nevada? How about Chernobyl? How about Fukushima? How about your computer? How about your cell phone? How about your microwave? You know, I mean, it's endless. Okay? Oh, radon, too. Now, those are some of the baths, and, you know, they're real simple. The hydrogen peroxide soaks the same. Fill that bathtub with hot water for a 30-minute soak. 16 ounces of over-the-counter 2% hydrogen peroxide. Again, 2 hot cups of yarrow or the sweating herb tea. Get in there for a 30-minute soak. You want to do at least 4 of those. There are other soaks, too.
When you say 4 of those, do you mean over a period of several days or a week?
Right. You only do 1 soak a night.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, about a week or so you'll have it done. And maybe every other day or so. If you're real old and real sick, you may want to do one every other day.
Okay, I'm thinking about the cost of this, and if I remember correctly, hydrogen peroxide that you can get if you buy it at the Chinese factory outlet, which some people might refer to as Walmart, it's less than a dollar, right?
Right, right. Now, I run all my clients through these soaks. Now, the other things that are real important, and I find a lot of in people that they need to be dealing with in, on a yearly basis, and that's a parasite cleanse. Most people don't do this. Everyone should be wormed at least once a year, every spring. I remember when Grandma lined all his kids up when it was just little shits. Oh, no, Grandma, not that. Oh, boy. You know, parasites. The herbs that you want to work with for parasites, there's a whole list of them. But the safest one is black walnut extract, tincture. That kills almost everything, except maybe worms and tapeworms. The other herb is wormwood, artemisia, absinthium. Nasty tasting stuff there, Vince. When I'm teaching it in the field, it smells good, and it smells like, oh, boy, this is good. And I said, now it's time to taste it. Well, it's extremely bitter and nasty. They'll never, ever, ever forget what wormwood's used for and what it is and what it looks like. You can combine that with the black walnut and the wormwood and maybe some bracken fern root, which is a fern. Most of your fern roots and stuff are good for removing parasitic worms, roundworms, pinworms. That's a nice little combination. Usually takes anywhere from 2 to 6 weeks to get rid of them.
When you talk about black walnuts, here on the farm, we have so many black walnut trees.
Oh, you're dialed in good.
So how do we make a product that we can use with these black walnuts?
Okay, what you want out of the black walnut is the hulls. The green hulls, Vincent. You get the green hulls. You strip them off the walnut, the green hulls, fresh. Chop them up, throw them in, and make a strong tincture out of it. That's the best you can get. It's high in iodine and other compounds that parasites can't stand.
Now, let me see if I've got this right. So I take the hulls. Now, do I chop them up green, or do I let them oxidize in the air and turn
black? I chop them up green.
Green.
You can dry them, and they'll oxidize black, and you can use them that way, too. But they're not quite as effective, but it will work.
Okay,
the green hulls are the most potent you can get.
Okay. So do I wash them, and do I wash the...
Just wash them, and then cut them. You might want to put the gloves on because you know what happens when you play with black walnut hulls.
You know, I've got
your hands turn brown and they stay that way for a couple of weeks. That's because of the iodine.
Yeah, I've got to tell you that there are so many black walnuts, you know, on our farm that I think we could probably get easily several pickup truck loads of black walnuts per year.
Oh, yeah.
Literally.
So, they don't grow wild here in Montana, but you'll find one every once in a while where years ago that someone planted one. And I got a few or four or five of them laid around here that I'll go raid when I need them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And now, please repeat one more time what the black walnut tincture will do for us, and how do we consume it, and what will it do?
Okay, you make a strong tincture like you did before.
Mm-hmm, right.
Okay, now you're going to take anywhere from 30 to 60 drops 3 to 4 times a day in a little water. Daily.
30 to 60 drops 3 times a day, okay.
Yeah, simple stuff, painless, simple. And then you'd be surprised sometimes, you know, if you're keeping an eyeball what's going on in the toilet, you might see some squirmy shit when there. A worm. I've had clients come in and say, Tom, I'm scared. There's a foot-long worm in the toilet. I said, well, better out than in, right, honey?
What about for our animals? What about for our animals?
Same thing. We worm our dogs and cats with black walnut. It's safe.
Okay, all right. When you worm them, do you just chop up the hulls and then add it to their food, or do you give them a tincture?
Gets powder and just put a little powder in their food.
Okay, so does that mean you dry the,
yes,
the walnut hulls?
Okay. Yes.
All right. So let's go through that process. So I've got these green walnut hulls that are the size of large ping pong balls.
Right.
Okay. What do I do? I've got I'm picking them off the tree just as they're falling on the ground, right?
Correct.
Just as they're ready to drop. Okay.
So what I pick you them do, off the tree. Get a knife, you strip them, and put them in a dehydrator until they're dry.
That's it.
That's it.
Okay, and then how much do we give our dogs, for example? Let's say we have a 50-pound dog.
It'll be probably about a quarter of a teaspoon of black walnut, maybe a half a teaspoon with the food. If you feed them twice a day, then the dose would be twice a day.
Okay.
Black walnut's safe for animals and people. Okay. Wormwood, on the other hand, is a little rough on animals and people, but... wormwood will kill a cat.
Okay. So we don't use wormwood on our cats. But we can use black walnuts.
Sure. That's what we use.
Okay. And when do you grind up the walnut hulls? Okay. And you use all of it except for the nut itself. All of the hulls used?
Correct.
Mm. Okay. And when you grind it, is that just in like a flour grinder or what type of grinder?
Up as best you can while it's green, dry it, and it'll shrink up. And then you can pound it, you know, in a pestle and mortar. You might even have a little grinding operation.
You know, that's something that I find fascinating, because if a person has an old-fashioned porcelain mortar and pestle, like a pharmacy would have used, let's say maybe in the 1940s, 50s, 60s, and maybe before, that might be considered drug paraphernalia in today's world, right?
I don't
to me, Not to me, but I'm talking about...
Who gives a crap whether they like it or not?
Oh, I don't. I just... you know, we're farmers here, and, you know, I've got syringes here that we use for the cows, and, you know, if somebody comes in from the big city and they see these syringes, they probably think we're a bunch of druggies, you know? But it's not for us.
Yeah, oh, sure.
It's not for us. It's for the cows. And you know, we have all kinds of well, we have antibiotics for the cows and so forth, you know, in the refrigerator. But we're farmers, and we're not unique. This is what farmers do. You know,
right.
We raise animals. And okay, what we've talked about detoxifying. What herbs should we have on hand?
Okay, here we go. I would say it would be best if you can have on hand at least 20, maybe 10, 12. The more, that'd be better. Depends on how much you know and all that. But let's start with dandelion root.
That's easy, right? They're growing in the front yard. People are spraying their yards to get rid of them.
You want the root? The root's medicinal. And you can make fresh or dry tincture. The leaves are edible.
Yep.
Now,
my mom puts...
seeds.
Okay, hang on one second. We're going into a break. My mom makes salad with dandelion leaves.
Correct.
Okay, she washes them, and
sure.
They've got lots of iron in them, don't they?
Correct.
And
good
you can
stuff.
Even make wine. They
yeah.
even make wine with dandelions.
Yeah, the flower.
Yeah, okay. Yep, we'll be right back. We're talking about Herbal Remedies 101. And I know that we're going to run out of time. We're going to do this again and again. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it three times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people in my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
It's going to be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Tom Tracy's with us, Swan Valley Herbs, and I'm going to give you his phone number, 406-837-5747. 406-837-5747. That's the office number. And if you go to usapreparers.com, page number one, there's a post with his contact information. And if you're traveling and you need to find Tom's number, you can go to usapreparers.com on the instructors tab. You'll find him in the health and medicine section of the instructors tab. And there's the information for you to find at your leisure. So, Tom, we were talking. We only got a couple minutes left. What
I got some I really want you to know.
Yes.
For your people, it has to do with upper respiratory viral infections, and this is one thing you should have at home. There's a combination, and at least two or three of these herbs are big-time antivirals. Save your life, influenza, all that stuff. The herbs are, one's called desert parsley root or lomatium root. It's in our catalog. The other is osha root, again, antiviral. Usnea lichen, antiviral, antibacterial, cedar leaf, immune stimulant, antifungal, and yarrow, make you sweat, open the pores so you can shed out the poison. This is what I give my clients when they're coming in, coughing their lungs out, okay? And I run them through the baths, and this is say it works miracles, Vince. It works miracles.
As we go down the path toward collapse, there are a lot of us who are worried about what will we do when we can't get medicine. And that's what this
why I want to know about this particular formula and those herbs. It will save your life. During the 1918-1917 Spanish flu, those that took homeopathics and did allopathic medicine died. Those that did lomatium root and osha root lived.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, millions died, right?
Millions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so in your catalog, that's absolutely free. Does it delineate what herbs are for what purposes?
Let me look. It's a real thin catalog, Vince. Mm-hmm. Look here, what it is here. Look myself. Oh, I got my book in that too on the front page. If you're interested in books.
Yeah, we certainly are.
It's the Forest Pharmacy. It's about all the natural herbs that grow in the mountains here. There's over 211 of them in the book. And it's a two-page per herb and lots of color photographs and big prints so you can read it.
Okay. And how do we get the book?
Call in.
Okay.
And we print on demand. You can't get it anywhere else, only through my store.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we have the list of all the herbs, or a lot of them. No, there's a health history, how to do a hair analysis. Oh, here we have super arnica sap, that's really good. Comfrey sap, that's really good for the skin. Montana Rescue for stress, flower essence combination of 12 different flowers. I've got the parasite program here. Oh, here it is. Lamation compound, virus program. Contains lamation root, osha root, cedar leaf, yarrow, and usnea.
Mm-hmm. Okay, is this a tincture?
Yes, it is. A combination. Powerful stuff. I have to go dig the root myself, all of this. And I go through gallons of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Gallons, and I'm going through it right now. Got another couple months of this stuff going on. Just remember that.
Tom Tracy, I really enjoyed this broadcast, learning about tinctures, how we can make them. And class, if you'd like to get a copy of the catalog, 406-837-5747. And if you're interested in the book, I have not seen the book. So if you're interested,
catalog,
you can...
got a picture of it.
There you go.
Hot item here.
Tom
Everybody
Tracy, thank
it.
You. Thank you so much for being with us. And let's do Herbal Remedies 102 soon. We'll do it soon and we'll schedule that. And class, we need to learn more about taking care of our bodies without medicine.
Well, thank you for having me on, Vince.
You're welcome.
If you ever want to do it again, let me know. With this field,
we have to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food. Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town, and that's BuySellMakeOffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor, because BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site, let alone a house? Well, BuySellMakeOffer.com doesn't do that. And you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and set up your account. For as little as $7.95 per month, you can sell up to 50 items. And they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per item fees. Join the revolution today. BuySellMakeOffer.com. And tell them Pat Matthews said.